I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. So glad you're hanging out with me today in the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage with the world with a whole new perspective. I'm hoping you get a new perspective today on your eating. And today we're talking from a book that I wrote last year called Making Peace with Hunger. And specifically, we're going to talk about cheat days. If it's allowed, if it's okay, do I take cheat days? I actually recently had the most amazing opportunity to share Making Peace with Hunger with our Bible study at the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, and it was this last past Tuesday. So if you want to catch it, you can. It's on the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden Facebook page as well as the YouTube. And I just, again, had the opportunity to share about this book that God gave me, Making Peace with Hunger. And the premise behind it is that when you make peace with hunger, you will finally stop losing the food battle. So this conversation might not be for everybody today in the break room, but if you struggle with food or have struggled with food at any time in your life, if you use food as a substitute to deal with your emotions or to feed yourself in a way that didn't have anything to do with nourishment, well, this is the conversation for you to listen to today. So when I made the book, Make a Peace with Hunger, I wrote it last year, but I lived this thing for all of these decades, trying to get to a place where I was finally at peace with food, and food no longer was my God, lowercase g, but really letting God consume me with all of his goodness and fill up all of those places in my heart that needed to be filled by him, and again, not by food. So I, again, was talking about it this past Tuesday, and someone asked this great, great question. And I'm like, I want to expound on that today in the break room, because I think it's a question that a lot of people have, or a lot of people live by this philosophy of, what can I eat on my cheat day? So if I'm going to eat this way, if I'm going to start to do a diet, as people call them, what can I do on a cheat day? And that was a question that was asked me. What does your cheat day look like? And I was perplexed for a minute because I haven't had a cheat day in so long. I'm like, there is no cheat day. But I realized that for most people, a cheat day is part of their reality, is what they do when it comes to food and what they do in other areas of their lives. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you have a cheat day, a day that you let down your guard, that you do what God hasn't instructed you to do, you just eat what you want to eat. Get to be in control today. Then I bet you there are other areas in your life where you get to do what you want to do. Okay, God had me doing all of this in my business, but today, this one day, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to do, you know, I'm going to, whatever. And people, again, who live their lives waiting on a cheat day will do it not only in the area of food, they'll do it in other areas. You work a job that you're miserable with, that you don't even like. You just do it for the paycheck, but you're waiting on your cheat day. You know what your cheat day is? When you work in a miserable job that you don't want and God didn't necessarily give it to you. Your cheat day is Friday. I can't wait to Friday. Thank God it's Friday. But when you are living out your plan, your purpose, every day is Friday. So to me, when someone asked me that question about what's your cheat day when you're eating, every day is a cheat day. Every day is a cheat day. When I'm doing the will of God and I'm living according to his plans, his purposes, I'm surrendered, I'm content, every day is a cheat day, quote unquote. So I, if you don't know much about me, I have been through this long journey. It didn't have to be as long as it has been, but this long journey to really get to a place where I have finally made peace with hunger. Doesn't mean I eat perfect. Doesn't mean that, you know, I don't necessarily sometimes crave some foods that I shouldn't necessarily be craving, but it means that I have decided and purposed in my heart, as Daniel said in the book of Daniel, to not defile my temple with the king's delicacies and not eat the things that God doesn't want me to eat. It's taken a minute. And by a minute, I mean a decade, 10 years of figuring this thing out. And now I have the opportunity to authentically share with other people how they can show up in their lives. And it starts with food. It definitely starts with food. And we know it starts with food because it started way back when. The first temptation in the Bible was for Adam and Eve. The instruction from God, I should start there. The instruction from God was, Adam and Eve, y'all can have anything you want. Everything in this garden right here, all of this is yours. But that tree in the center, don't do that one. That's the only one you can't do. But everything else is, you go have at it, Adam and Eve. Do you not know the devil comes around and chit-chats it up with Eve and ministers to her about that tree and why she can't really have that tree? And she goes back and speaks back to the devil. That's the first stop. Don't go back while this conversation. But anyway, she goes back and has this conversation. And before you know it, Eve is taking a bite of whatever that tree possessed. And we know the rest of the story. The rest is history, as they say. Her and Adam were exited from the garden. And we have thus lived in a world that is full of sin and all of that. Because she failed the first test, that food. And you know, I bet you Eve thought she was on a cheat day. This is my cheat day. I'm just going to go ahead and have a bite today. And then I'm going to go back and do everything else. Not so that was her cheat day. And that cheat day brought on destruction for not only her and Adam, but all of us. All of us. And think about sometimes the things you're eating, your cheat day, the things you're putting in your body that you shouldn't be. How is that affecting other people? Even in terms of health. How might I be shortening my life with my cheat day? So I want you to think about that. Think about that. So we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, take a moment, take a pause. And when I come back, we're going to talk about how you develop really quickly, how you develop an eating healthy lifestyle. So we'll be right back.
If you're not well in your body, if you're losing focus, and if you're not fulfilled, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is here to aid you in giving you tips. A healthy mind will keep you focused. A healthy body will keep you well and active. A healthy soul will keep you fulfilled and content. Contact Coach Michelle at her website, iam2inspire.com.
Greetings, this is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at SurrenderFast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience. Hey, we're back. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and this is the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I hope you're getting a new perspective today. We're talking about making peace with hunger, and specifically about that cheat day you want to take. Now, I'm not telling you can't take your cheat day. I'm just trying to give you a different perspective on the cheat day and really trying to get you to open up your mind to realize that how you deal with food is how you're going to deal with other things and other areas of your life. And you really got to be able to get to a place if this is your issue. And most everybody at one time or another has turned to food to meet an emotional need. So it might not be your issue today, but it might become your issue because we learn how to engage food properly and improperly from childhood. So sometimes we just do that. Sometimes we just go there. But I want to encourage you today to really make God your all, make God your peace, make God your everything, and let him fill up the parts of your heart that are longing for him. I read a book some years ago called Women, Food, and God by Jeanine Roth. And one of the quotes in her book was that women turn to food when they are not hungry because they are hungry for something they can't name. They're hungry for something they can't name. You know, it could be, I'm hungry for acceptance. I'm hungry for achievement, protection, companionship, whatever it is. Sometimes we go to food for that. And I tell that story in my book, Making Peace with Hunger, about how I was turning to God for that feeling of full. I was turning to food, I mean, for that feeling of full, because there was a part of my heart that longed to be fully accepted by people. And I was filling up with food because I didn't feel like I was. But God got me to a place where I was able to confront that thing and then therefore gain power over food. So I have been able in turn to gain power over the cheat day. Now I will say when I first started, the cheat day was very tempting. I was like, I want to do a cheat day. But you know, God would instruct me to eat in a way that a cheat day wasn't even possible. Like, for example, in 2014, he was like, don't eat sugar for the rest of the year. And it was only February. I'm like, are you kidding me? Don't eat sugar for the rest of the year. And sometimes people ask me about that. It didn't mean that I didn't use like a little bit of sugar in my coffee or honey in my coffee or something like that. But I neglected to eat like desserts, cookies, cakes, all that kind of stuff. All of that kind of sugar was definitely out of my diet for that full year. So what's the cheat day all about? Let's just jump right in. Let's finish out this break room answering this question for you. What is this cheat day really all about? And if you want to develop an eating healthy lifestyle, you're going to really need to know, what is it that God wants you to do? So I heard the term diet defined by James Tate as this, and I love this. This is what he said a diet is. Do I eat this? I love that. So, you know, there's no need for a cheat day, because if your diet is, do I eat this? And you just ask the question every day, do I eat this? Do I eat this? Do I eat? If the answer is no, then that means it's a no. If the answer is yes, then there you go. Voila. You know what to eat. But the diet, the word diet is defined differently in the world. And really, when you think of diet, it really is about restricting calories a lot of times, or really being intentional about not eating a whole lot of things because you're trying to lose weight, you know, something like that. But for the most part, it means restricting calories. And I want to really get you to start thinking about Romans 12 and 2, because if you're going to think about this thing, about how you're going to be surrendered in the area of food, in the area of diet, you got to remember that the word tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect, the will of God. What is his acceptable? What is his good? What is his perfect will for you in every area, including the topic we're talking about today, food? What is it that God wants me to do? Do God want me to have a cheat day? You go ask God yourself. Holy Spirit, you want me to have cheat days? I bet you he'll answer for you, because you know what you're trying to do. So this is what the cheat day is all about. I hate what I'm doing right now. I can't stand this. I don't like this. I'm only doing this because I got to do it. But I'm waiting for the day when I could be happy and I could have joy. That's a cheat day. Really? Are you really going to sit up here and live your life that way? So here's two things you need to remember. If you're going to develop an eating healthy lifestyle, and not just a diet that restricts calories, but a diet that says, do I eat this? If you're going to really get to that place where you're really able to live in freedom, you're going to have to learn to live for today, not for the cheat day, for today, the day you actually have. You're going to have to learn to live right here, right now. Okay, God, what do you want me to eat today? That's true. You got to get there. This is what surrender is all about, doing God's will his way, right? What do you want me to eat today? Would it be okay to do this? I'm going to eat this. I'm going to do this. I hear you right now. Oh my goodness, it don't have to be that deep. Yes, it actually really does. Because if you're going to allow God to use you in all these other areas of your life, because your life is way bigger than food, way bigger than what I eat today, then you got to learn how to master this thing right here, because the enemy will take you out with this one temptation. He did it so many times. He did it in the Bible. He took out so many people. He took out Eve. We already talked about her with this one temptation. He took out Samson. Samson's one temptation right here was food. You might think Samson's temptation was Delilah. Before Delilah was food, go and read your Bible. He did it. He will take you out with food so fast, because it's the oldest trick in the book. So if you don't master this one, you're not going to pass. you're not going to pass. You're not going to maximize your life in other areas of your life. So one, you got to live for today. What am I eating today? I ain't living for a cheap day. And number two is you must increase your discipline and allow God to sanctify your palate and your appetite. You got to increase your discipline. God, you got to be honest with God. This is the way I was when I first started this thing. I don't even want to do this, God. I do not want to eat like this. I just like candies. I like cookies. I like cake. I like pizza. I like, you know, all these foods that were just really wreaking havoc on my body. I like those, God. And you telling me now to eat like they tell us to eat on a Daniel fast. Really, God? Food that's for real? I don't like this food. So, Lord, you're going to have to change my palate. That's what I had to pray every day, all day. When God started this journey in me in 2010, I had to pray, Lord, help me to crave and want to eat the foods that are good for me. Jesus, would you do that for me? Would you let me crave and only eat the foods that are good for me? Would you do that, please? Would you? And it was all day. I'm not playing, y'all. It was all day. Would you just please? And you know what? Eventually, because I had that posture of dependency on God, knowing I couldn't do anything in my own strength, do you know he started to change my palate for me? I started to like the food that I hated before. I even have developed, you guys, a palate for foods I didn't even like when I was a child or even early adulthood, tomatoes and things like that. I didn't even like those at first. And now all of a sudden I like them. I crave them. I enjoy them. So if you're going to get to an eating lifestyle, you're going to have to, one, live for today and not the cheat day. And that's for the rest of your life too. Stop living for the cheat day. Stop living for Friday. Stop living for something that is not here yet. Let's stay right here, right now. Ask God to discipline your palate. Ask God to give you an appetite for the things that are of him, the things that are acceptable, the things that are perfect, the things that are good. Again, you guys, I'm talking about food, but this trickles in every area of your life. If you master this thing, you're going to be on top of the world. It's nothing God will not be able to do through you. Deuteronomy 28 says that if you obey the Lord your God, do everything he's telling you to do, don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right. He said he will overtake you with blessings. It includes this area. Being obedient in this area, he will overtake you with a blessing. I've seen him do it for me. He's overtaken me with blessings. He's given me opportunities I haven't even verbalized, because I believe, because I've been obedient in this one small area, what I put in my mouth. So I'm encouraging you today, you guys, meditate on this thing, believe God for bigger, and ask God to sanctify your appetite and your palate so that you can continue to do great and magnificent works for him. I am Dr. Celeste Owens. This is a Surrender Break Room. Make sure you come back and hang out with us each and every Monday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in the meantime, if you don't have a copy of my book, Making Peace with Hunger, make sure you get it. The website is makingpeacewithhunger.com. Be blessed, you all, and I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.